Chapter 26. Now came the brightest light I had ever seen. I was awake again, looking down from a transparent platform, perhaps the flagship of the Master Builder, upon the wreckage of a city. The light came from an horrific plasma ball rising on the horizon, shooting forth subsidiary streams of matter-pattern interference, mass-converting into both electromagnetic radiation and vacuum energy. Shields darkened, but not before I felt another tingle and was temporarily blinded. My armor would have a real job to do after all this, to repair the radiation damage. In that shadowy pause, the Didact's memory showed me what a Sanshium city would have looked like before this destruction. Sweeping, branching organic towers and broad curved lanes, thousands of streets arranged like ripples crossing a pond. The Sanshium, true to form, had used all the means at their disposal to regain a comfortable existence, with light commerce and travel between two adjacent worlds and several small moons, the beginnings, in better times and under other circumstances, of a full historical recovery. Another dawn seemed to arrive as my eyes recovered. Our ship came down on a broad open plain, surrounded by tall ships and plumes of smoke, and guarded by a grim-visaged contingent of builders in battle armor. Builder security. That still seemed strange to me. Three confinement bubbles appeared beside me, hanging by tow threads from grapplers. One contained Riser, eyes closed, head upturned in his armor. The other, Shakus, whose face showed some returning awareness. And the third contained the Didact, naked and fully aware, surrounded by pain projectors, stripped of armor, honor, dignity, and doing all he could not to show his agony. He glanced at me, and in his eyes was a question, one I could not yet answer. More pain was applied, and he jerked his head forward again, looking only at the Master Builder.
"You've been a lot of trouble, Promethean, and now you've dragged down your wife and these poor underlings."
This, I believe, was the point at which my maturity arrived, in an awful rush. The Master Builder, whether he knew it or not, now had a fierce enemy. Me.
"You came here to meet with the Sanshium, did you not?"
the Master Builder asked.
"Well, let us arrange for that meeting. The librarian recently rescued a few, and that seems to have ignited the uprising, whose final issue is being decided even now. She is beyond my reach, unfortunately. But you are not.
And these are not." A line of Sanshium prisoners, also wrapped in constraining bubbles, was dragged forward like a string of beads over the field, until all were arranged in the looming shadow of the Master Builder's ship. None bore evidence of the legendary, sensuous beauty of the Sanshium. I looked over an assortment of decrepit-looking elders, not alert warriors or energetic youth. Several had arrived in the odd, wheeled chairs the Confirmer had mentioned, their heads and shoulders burdened by broad ornamental helmets with widespread wings. Others, more fit, sparked the Didact's buried memories of handsome figures from times past, when the Sanshium had first and foremost demanded sensuous fulfillment in their lives. I seemed to see them as if in a long, ornate procession, patterns, shadows, and echoes of past figures trailing back for thousands of years.
"The Master Builder is well known," the lead elder said in a huffing, lungless sort of voice. "I'm called by my fellows Sustaining Wind. How may we assist you, Triumphant One?"
The Master Builder ordered Shakus and Riser forward, out of the shadow of the lift exit. The humans in their paralyzed armor seemed only half aware of their situation. I wondered if the Master Builder had surrounded them with pain projectors as well. The San Shum delegation reacted with surprise and even anger. One of the prophets ordered his chair wheeled forward and surveyed Shakas with a profoundly sad expression.
"They are debased,"
the prophet announced to those gathering and roiling behind him.
"This is the fate that awaited us. It was foretold by past prophets and demonstrated by the sorrow of the librarian. Was it the presence of these wretches that brought this devastation upon us? Let's not forget the secret construction and stockpiling of ships and attacks upon our visiting fleet," the Master Builder said.
Sustaining Wind lowered his head, the wide headdress vibrating. Shakas and Ryza remained still and silent, but Shakas turned his eye on me and winked. I had no idea what this meant, but it cheered me. He apparently did not regard me as his enemy, and for that I felt a sad gratitude.
"Is this then some attempt to remind us of our shame in our time of final destruction?"
the elder continued. Shakas looked now to the skies. Perhaps he was thinking of past moments when humans, San Shum, and Forerunners had gathered in other, even more violent times. The elder now rolled his way around Ryzer. Ryzer looked down upon him, small furred face more than a meter higher than the elder's wrinkled visage, minus, of course, that ridiculous crown.
"And why do you give them Forerunner armor?"
the elder squeaked and puffed.
"Are these vanquished ones now elevated to a higher status than those with whom you signed treaties? Did you enlist them in this attack?"
"The humans are servants of the librarian,"
the Master Builder ordered several builder security guards between the humans and the San Shum. They firmly but gently pushed back the elder. Then the Master Builder turned to the didact and asked,
"What memories quicken in you at this pitiful sight?"
The didact did not answer.
"Are there other clues to be found here about that which we have lost?"
"Yes, that was it in part.
The didact had come here to..." The elder's chair pulled back.
"The librarian selected a few from among us, and then she left. Her visit told us that whatever we did, destruction would soon be upon us. We reacted as any civilized species must to preserve our heritage and our children. What have you brought upon us?"
the elder wheezed, his face livid.
"You gave us your word of honor."
"He thought you concealed a great secret," the Master Builder said. "You know why we are here?"
"We're not savages. We have observed, listened. Your people are on the verge of desperation, even panic. The front has advanced. The front we pushed back beyond the galaxy 10,000 years ago. The enemy we vanquished, that you cannot."
I was still trying to fully recover what I knew lay within me, the didact's history of the Flood. I sensed only a roiling tide of chaos.
The elder raised scrawny, feeble hands as if in exultation. He turned to face the Master Builder.
"And now you have lost something, haven't you? Something so tremendous and important that surely it cannot be hidden."
The Master Builder finally seemed to show the elder some sympathy.
"It has been said humans and San Shum found the secret of destroying their greatest enemies. You were preserved, should we ever need that secret."
"The Master Builder brought doom upon us and upon yourselves. No secrets, no future.
As for your doom, that I believe, the Master Builder said. I see there never was a secret, and no reason to preserve. You have violated our treaty. Forerunners never tolerate betrayal of trust, but while it's clear to me that you have nothing to offer, I have to ask you about the Didact's secret, the one he conspired to hide with your help. Another string of bubbles arrived, occupied by a very different group of San Xiong. Bloody, missing limbs, barely aware of their surroundings. Beyond their injuries and tattered raiment, these were well-shaped, sleek, muscular creatures, more properly suiting San Xiong's traditional image. The bubbles opened, and the Master Builder's warriors organized the captives in a line before us, before the elders. Even in pain and under constraint, the way they moved conveyed both power and charm, subdued by circumstance, but real nonetheless. The chair-bound elder almost spat upon the newcomers. These are vipers in our beds, the personal agents of this defeat. I will not share breath with them. Shakus tried to laugh. He merely ended up choking. Reiser watched it all with lips drawn tight, brows high, eyes flashing as if in warning. I had never seen him in a rage. His size did not diminish him now. The Master Builder walked along the line, surveying with amusing air both varieties of San Xiong, as different as night and day, old and new, age and youth. But here I knew the more desiccated and decrepit figures were the true revolutionaries. The Master Builder doubled back and stopped before the Didact.
Promethean, hear me, he said. You have one last chance to redeem yourself. I have had this planet searched high and low by my special intelligence forces. All who might confirm what you claim exists are assembled here, preserved even in their treason. Their families are dead, their resistance completely crushed. Surely now they will reveal what they have concealed for so long, or so you've claimed, all these thousands of years. The Didact looked wearily among them.
You've picked and preserved in error.
The Master Builder's cold fury built until I thought he would raise his arm yet again and call for pain projectors to surround us all. Then he pulled back his anger. Looking upon his face, I wondered what resources he had acquired upon his rise from Manipular to First Form, or Second, or Third. He did not seem wiser for all that, only more powerful, more cruel. By comparison, the Didact was the gentler forerunner, a complete contradiction to my former understanding.
No questions for them, the Master Builder asked.
There was a San Xiong whom I knew and worked with after your defeat,
the Didact said, his eyes slowly sweeping the line, the elders.
He too entered a state of exile to atone for the defeat he faced against my forces. Before then, we established a kind of bond, such as there might be between those who lost and took away so many brave fellows and family. He it was who told me that when the time comes, when the enemies of all return, he would reveal his secret, in exchange for the freedom of his descendants. I do not see him here.
You speak of our first prophet, the elder said, his bluster vanishing.
Where is this dirt beast? The Master Builder asked, using the most obscene slur upon all who are not of our species.
I saw his palace destroyed in the first assault, the elder said, his voice rough and sad. He is no more.
The Master Builder raised his blunt jaw, moved his hand, and his soldiers positioned themselves behind the line of injured San Xiong prisoners. Then he turned to the Didact.
You can save these warriors if you tell us what happened on Charam Hakor, and how that ties in with this prophet and his secret. A prison holds a prisoner, but someone here holds the key.
I saw something in the Master Builder's look that froze my blood. All his polish and preparation, all his elegant mutations, could not conceal an awareness that his power was rapidly waning. All he did here was in desperation. Whatever had been lost, whatever had gone missing, was not something Forerunners could afford to misplace. And it was not just the prisoner of Charam Hakor. I remembered the ring-shaped void and streaming trace left in the magnetic field and solar wind of the Charam Hakor system. Was it the same as the ring in the San Shum system? Did the Master Builder have more than one at his disposal, each one capable of destroying almost all life in a solar system?
You brought your halo to Charam Hakor, I said.
Is that what you've lost?
Enough,
the didact commanded, and I instantly shut up, shut down my emotions, stiffened my posture. For he was correct. This was not for others to hear. Not even I should know. The Master Builder looked upon me in horror, his polish and dignity erased. He approached me sidewise, as if I were a serpent that might strike out and cause even more pain.
If no one can tell me where this prisoner might have gone, or indeed who or what it was, then we are done here. This world is done. This line of history is about to end.
The Master Builder leaned his head close to mine.
You were at Charam Hakor, he said, in a low voice, silky but disturbing. If not for your family's power, I would strip you down to a haze of burning brain cells and spread you out upon this field. What could I pick out from those naive cinders, Manipular? You are just a pitiful echo of the didact. What you know, he knows, and much more. And he is mine, to do with as I please.
The guards restored the bubbles around the San Shum prisoners, this time including the elders in their peculiar chairs. They then approached the didact and locked him down in a suppressor. The humans were next. When they came to me, the Master Builder held them off for a moment, long enough to tell me,
"We have notified your family. Through long relationship, I subdue my anger. Your father has asserted his authority. You will be exchanged, but your family will be fined, ruinously fined. Your wandering days are over, born stellar makes eternal."
My father's authority? Where are you taking the didact?
Where he will be most useful to me.
And the humans?
The librarian has overstepped more than usual this time. All her projects will be terminated.
The soldiers turned their suppressors upon me. The last thing I saw was the didact's face, contorted in agony, but his eyes locked firmly on my own. I knew. He knew. Between us, there was more than echo and response. My world shrank into a tight, gray knot.